I don't know about you guys, but now I'm hungry. So my name is Scott Tobe, and I'm the founder and chair of Steeltree Venture Philanthropy Fund.
And I'm Emily Richmond, and I'm the associate director of development operations at the Federation of Greater Pittsburgh.
How many of you have had the experience where you've been on a solicitation and you had a hard time describing what it is that the Federation does or how it makes its impact? Yeah, that was a problem I ran into time and time again. Explaining the Federation to young adults and making it relevant. I was once on a solicitation and someone actually complained to me that the Federation was like an amorphous black hole. Now, those of us involved with the Federation know that this is far from the truth, but we needed to make sure that we had a way to explain this to donors, potential donors. At the same time, I was sitting on the self-directed process for the Israel and Overseas Funding Committee, where we were self-directing money to worthy projects in Israel, and I was truly getting to see the impact that our dollars had, and all of a sudden, a light bulb went off. Young adults needed a way to see their dollars at work, and we needed to create a platform to be able to make this happen.
Steeltree is just that platform. It's a unique approach to venture philanthropy where the members actually allocate funds to projects focused on Jewish continuity, but they also make a Federation annual campaign gift as part of that. So individuals are invited to join Steeltree with two specific criteria in place. The first is that they join the board for 2 years, the Steeltree board. They also need to give a minimum contribution of $500 in year one and $1,000 in year two to the Federation's annual campaign.
Forming any new program takes time and research, and Steeltree was certainly no different. Two other cabinet members and myself got together to work on these details. We created a mission statement and a vision statement. We created a request for proposal. We created a scorecard and an evaluation process. But the thing that, and these all evolved over time, but the thing that changed most from the beginning was the meeting structure itself. Our first couple meetings were a complete mess. We all left with more questions than we had answers. So we decided to mimic the show, the popular show, The Shark Tank. We invited the potential grantees in to present their program for 2 minutes, followed by 5 minutes of question and answer. This really helped us to streamline the process. Then, of course, we needed to raise dollars. In year one, we were successful in raising $30,000 to be able to distribute. And because of the success of year one, we had $45,000 to distribute in this current year. Last but not least, of course, we need members. In year one, we brought on 15 members. And in year two, we now have an additional 9.
Steeltree has several primary goals, the first of which is to engage those who we haven't been able to engage in the past, those who haven't found their niche at Federation. Steeltree is a perfect entry point for people that we really want to engage further and we see as having leadership potential, both nationally and locally, and hopefully even as part of National Young Leadership Cabinet eventually. Steeltree also provides an awesome opportunity to educate the board members further about the Federation's work. And of course, this is done naturally via the funding process that the group participates in, but it's also done, we start each board meeting with something we call the Federation 5, and really just 5 minutes at the beginning of every meeting, something to educate and inspire these people further about the Federation's work, as I mentioned. And of course, we wanted to fund innovative ideas, preferably focused on, preferably grassroots that are focused on Jewish continuity. So the goals that I've mentioned, we have already done a really good job reaching. We also set some quantitative goals, and you can see those. But I would say the biggest success is going back to my first point, which is engaging those who were previously unengaged in the community and unconnected to Federation. I've been at Federation for over 12 years, and this is the very first program that I've seen that has been able to connect with those people. Some of those people we've actually been trying to reach for the past 12 years. So it's really been fantastic.
In our first 5 meetings, Steeltree Board has granted over $40,000 to 14 different projects with 9 different local agencies, including Chutzpah, Superheroes of the Holocaust. The cabinet members in the room are probably familiar with this. It's the brainchild of Drew Goldstein. Drew is also one of those cabinet members that I mentioned earlier who helped me set up the structure for the Steeltree Fund.
So what have we learned? Certainly starting a program from scratch is never easy, and we've definitely met with some challenges, but we've also been able to adjust along the way, and we think we have something really special. We've streamlined several of the processes. We have ensured that applicants have a fully fleshed out idea, not simply a concept, before applying to us. We've set deadlines, we've revamped the meeting structure, and we've developed a formal post-evaluation process.
You can see the numbers on the screen. The Steeltree Venture Philanthropy Fund has been a homegrown process built from the bottom up. Steeltree board members bring different experiences, connections, backgrounds, and viewpoints, which has been fantastic. Steeltree has provided fundraisers with another way to engage young people in the work that the Federation does. It's also provided members an opportunity to begin a philanthropic journey and become educated about and connected to the community in meaningful and personal ways. One of the criteria of presenting today was that that programs be replicable in your communities. We believe that Steeltree is, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you about how to bring it to your community. Thank you.